Oh, you sweet pet. You wrestle with that craving regularly, don't you? That need, that hunger, that desire, that draw, that pull toward that cock. I know you want it. I know you dream of it. I know you fantasize about it. I know you imagine all the ways you can have it in your hand, coming on your face, in your mouth, shooting down your throat, covering you, coming inside you, up that sissy cunt of yours, just filling you, just blessing you with all that cum. And you imagine it in so many different ways, so many different scenarios, from so many different men, don't you? And yet, have you established that you are worth it? Do you deserve that cock? Are you going to treat it the way it should be treated? I mean, you may know, you may be able to imagine from the sensitive parts on your own body what might feel good for another man. But that's only just the beginning, isn't it, really? I mean, it's not the same as knowing how to worship a cock. It's not the same as knowing how to truly please the man that you're sucking. Or letting fuck you. But never you worry your pretty little head about it. After all, that's what Mistress is here for. To teach you how to be a good little cock slave. To teach you to be a good little cum-sucking slut. And we start with attitude. Smile. Make eye contact. And show your appreciation for that cock. Don't forget, squirm all you want, express that inner tingle, let them know how much you want it, how badly you need it. You may have heard me say before, everyone likes an enthusiastic whore. And you certainly are enthusiastic, aren't you now, pet? So eager. Let that shine through. Don't be timid. Don't be bashful. Oh, I know it's hard. It's hard to be forward, and it's hard to seem confident. But I promise you. Just a little wriggle in your ass will be enough to show that you need to be fucked. But before we get there, you need to prime that pump. You need to get that cock good and ready. You need to worship that cock with gentle fingers, stroking outside of his trousers, along his balls, up his thigh. Don't forget to massage those thighs. And then undress him. Undress him when he is hard and you can feel that hard ridge beneath his trousers. Unbutton those pants, pull that zipper down, and be there waiting with your mouth, ready to catch it against your face or in your open mouth when his hard cock springs free of those jeans. Be ready to take it. With a smile and a kiss and a friendly greeting to the head of his cock, caress your cheek across the shaft. Run your nose under the length of it from bottom to top, and then press your lips at that little V under the head of his cock. Look up to him. And see how big his cock is right in front of your face. lick along the shaft, plant tiny kisses up and down, lick his balls. Wide, flat tongue over his balls again and again and again. And don't forget the base beneath his balls, the perineum, even his ass. Just fucking worship. Tongue and lick and massage his thighs as you do, before you move all the way back up to that big, swollen, glorious fucking head. Oh, where all those sensitive nerve endings are. If he has foreskin, pull it back gently. You can try moving it back with your lips. Make sure they're very wet. But a little hand to help guide that skin back might also help. Don't ever be afraid to get your mouth too wet. Don't be afraid to drool like the cock-hungry bitch you are. That wet mouth will make it easier and feel better on his cock. And he'll like knowing that he got you that fucking wet that you drool for his cock. Letting it slide down over your hand so that you can stroke the shaft. Cup the balls. Slide a finger down to his ass and tease it as you move your wet lips over his head. As you lick while he's in your mouth. As you slide your tongue around the ridge, as you suck gently, as you kiss the head of his cock, as you move his shaft into your mouth, going down as far as you can until it hits that soft, warm spot in the back of your throat and push a little further. It helps. It helps if you're a little bit below him, his cock angled down, your face up, so that you have a nice, long, straight line from your lips to your collarbone. Oh, his cock will press against your throat and make you gag, but that's okay. That's a good feeling for him. And it makes your mouth wetter as you slobber on him. And if you can't take it all at first, that's all right. If you get very good, he won't be able to help himself from fucking your throat like it's a cunt's. If you get very good, your reward is to be face-fucked, rough and hard, like the most debauched whore. If you're very good, he'll hold your head and skull fuck you, his balls bouncing against your chin, your throat making obscene noises, your eyes bulging, your face reddening, eyes watering as slobber and pre-cum drool from your lips, over his balls, over his shaft, making a slimy, wet, shining sheen on his cock and your chin. Stringy, glistening strands of saliva reaching from his cock to your mouth every time you can pull up for a raspy breath before he forces your head back down on his cock. Although isn't force a strong word for it when you're diving back down on as soon as you've replenished the air in your lungs? And as he fucks your face, as he uses you, as he turns you into his cock-sucking whore, That depraved fucking whore that you've wanted to be. Don't forget to keep rubbing that clit, to thrust those hips, to show him how much you love it, even when you can't breathe, even when it hurts, even when you're gagging, even when, or even because, he's using you ruthlessly. Don't forget to rub that clit, to make your own fucking clit just drip. Don't forget to reach around and finger your ass, giving him an invitation to fuck you. Don't forget to grind and hump at his thigh if you're sitting, or his shin if you're sitting at his feet. Don't forget to show him how much he affects you. I don't think we have to worry about that, do you? I don't think you could resist. I don't think you could resist humping his calf any more than you could resist touching yourself, as I've been telling you all about it. I don't think you could resist rubbing your little clitty cock against his shin as your face is full of his cock any more than you could resist pulling on that little cocklet right now. As you hear about how he'll use you, as you hear about what a little cock-sucking slut you'll be, as you hear about what it'll smell like, what it'll taste like, what it'll feel like, that deep, masculine, musky scent of his balls, that almost tasteless pre-cum, and finally, that bitter, salty, unique taste of his cum, different from everyone else's, his cum shooting into your throat, filling your mouth. Will you swallow? Will you spit? I think you're going to savor it. I think you're going to hold it in your mouth, enjoying the taste. The sensations overwhelming you as you know what you've done, as you know what a whore you've become, as you know there is no turning back from this level of faggotization. No longer just a fantasy. No longer just a thought. No longer even just dabbling. Now you've become a cum-addicted whore, a cum-addicted cocksucker who's actually taken it to the next step, done it for real, and tried to be very good at it. And I'm sure you'll be off to a good start. But you know, you'll need lots of practice. You'll need to suck lots of times, and you'll need to suck lots of cocks in order to be good at it, in order to learn how to relax your throat, how to breathe past the gagging, how to not breathe when his cock is buried deep inside your throat. You'll need to learn how to juggle little dicks and big dicks, thick dicks and thin. And soon, very soon, with dedication and hard work and plenty of practice, you'll become the cock-sucking queen you really want to be. Oh, and don't forget to show your appreciation for them by coming in your panties or on the floor, coming in your hand, coming helplessly and hopelessly, just at the thought of their cum, just at the taste of their cum. Show them how much you love it, and come for their cum.